Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into episode 21 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. I'm your host, Connor Rabchak. The Winnipeg Jets went 3-1 over the past week, beating three non-playoff teams and then losing to the one playoff team they faced, the Nashville Predators. If this is your first time checking out the show, I'm going to break down these games. I'm going to hand out some awards like the hardest working Jet and the three stars of the week, and then preview the Jets' upcoming schedule as they embark on a five-game road trip. Let's start with that game Monday night against the Washington Capitals. The Capitals aren't in a playoff spot, but they're one of those teams in the East that is hovering around the playoff line, fighting for their playoff lives down the stretch here, and the Jets made them look like a lottery team on this night. Washington Capitals head coach Spencer Carberry said after the game that it felt like the Jets had the puck 75% of the game, which is 100% accurate. Like, it felt like the Jets had the puck the entire game, and the analytics behind me would back up that claim. 3.5 expected goals to Washington's 1.8, the Corsi 72-46, the Heidinger chances 17-5. The Jets absolutely dominated this game, and Connor Hellebuck comes up with a shutout, a 23-save shutout. This was on the heels of that 5-0 loss to the Vancouver Canucks on Saturday night for Winnipeg, so a great bounce-back performance inside Canada Life Center. And this was also Tyler Toffoli and Colin Miller's Winnipeg Jets debuts. Toffoli had a bunch of great A chances. He wasn't able to bury them. All of the goals for him came later in the week. We'll get into that in a second. But Colin Miller was steady on that third pairing. Very short shift length. He had a really hard shot and moved the puck well. He was everything Rick Bonus asked of him. And the Jets came away with a 3-0 win. Connor Hellebuck shutting the door and the Jets controlling puck for over 75% of the game. And then on Wednesday night, the red-hot Nashville Predators came to town and beat the Jets 4-2 inside Canada Life Center. The Predators, undoubtedly the hottest team in the NHL right now. They are 12-0-2 in their last 14 games, and they haven't lost a game in regulation since February 15th. That was over a month ago. And on this night, they looked incredible. Their forecheck was all over the Jets' defense. And as you can see, the shots, 38-29 in favor of Nashville. Over 3 expected goals to Winnipeg's 2. Corsi 61-50. You usually see the Jets dominate in the Corsi. They're a team that likes to throw a lot of pucks on net, dominate off the cycle, but Nashville played their style of game against them and were just better at it. UC Saros came up with a few big saves in the third period, and this game was really 4-0. Alex Iafallo and Mason Appleton scored in garbage time to make the score look a little bit better, but make no mistake, this game was all Nashville from start to finish, and the Jets are 3-8 against playoff teams ever since the calendar flipped to 2024. That's a trend to watch for, and definitely something as the Jets embark on this road trip against a few playoff opponents before returning home and taking on even more. They'll need to beat some better competition here, and this game was a big test that they failed on Wednesday night. So as I said, the Predators were a buzzsaw coming into this game, and to make matters worse, Mark Scheifele was ruled out with an illness. As the Jets came out for warm-up, he wasn't out there, and the Jets later ruled him out as he was dealing with the flu bug that's been going around the room. And we know the Jets this year, especially without Mark Scheifele, they struggle to generate offense. This game was no different. Just proves how valuable Scheifele is to this team. And on this night, they weren't able to overcome it. The red-hot Nashville Predators, who are now in the first wildcard spot, they've leapfrogged Vegas, came to town and beat the Jets on this night. And that brings us to Friday night, where a sellout crowd of 15,225 people filed into Canada Life Center and watched the Jets put a beatdown on the Anaheim Ducks. 6-0 was the final score, and the analytics back up that score. 38-21 in shots, expected goals 3.8-2 in the Jets' favor, and the Heidinger chances 20-8. Winnipeg absolutely dominated this game. It looked like Monday's game, but even more so, even more goals up on the score sheet. And a big reason for that was the power play that went perfect, 3-for-3, and the Jets' penalty kill countering with another perfect effort as well. holding the Ducks to 0-3. The most notable thing of this game is Tyler Toffoli scored not only his first, but his first two goals as a Winnipeg Jet. His goal song was revealed. The crowd gave him a standing ovation. A great night inside the building, an incredible atmosphere, and Toffoli scoring his first two goals as a Jet did nothing but add to that. And the Jets also got goals from some unlikely contributors. Dylan DeMello scoring his first goal since October 14th. That was the Jets' home opener against the Florida Panthers, so it had been a long time since he scored one. And then Nate Schmidt scored a goal, probably not the prettiest goal he's ever scored, went in off a few skates, but nonetheless, he was on the score sheet and he was rewarded and played even the next game on Sunday against Columbus. Last thing on this game, Lauren Brossoit got another start in this one, and he followed it up with another shutout, 21 saves. He's now got two shutouts in back-to-back games. I believe his shutout streak is just north of 150 minutes. And he's been incredible as the Jets' backup. He was the third star of the week on last week's episode, and he followed it up this week. Another shutout performance from Lauren Brossoit. And that brings us to Sunday, when the Jets dominated the Columbus Blue Jackets 6-1 on the road. Columbus played the night before. They're not a team that's in the playoff race. They're in the lottery race. And the Jets took care of business. A sloppy first period saw the Jets up 1-0, and then a dominant second period. They carried a 4-0 lead into the third when they did nothing but extend that in the third period, picking up a 6-1 win. The biggest storyline from this game is Tyler Toffoli picking up two goals and an assist, an incredible performance from that second line as a whole. He had the two goals and an assist. Nikolaj Ehlers had a goal and an assist. And Sean Monahan picked up two assists as well, playing a quiet game, letting the other two wingers cook around him. A great game from Winnipeg's second line. And the Jets were able to just roll all four lines. They're just beginning a five-game road trip. Their schedule has been crazy busy in the month of March. So the ability to just roll four lines, not run any of the forwards into the ground to start off the road trip is a great sign and sets up a big game on Tuesday night against the Rangers. Let's hear from the coach on this one. Here's what Rick Bowness had to say after his team's dominant 6-1 win over the Blue Jackets. And stick around to the end of this clip because there's a pretty cool piece of information at the end of it.
Probably, you know,
yeah, he had to make too many saves that he shouldn't have had to make. It was just once we got that early goal, that lead, and listen, we knew they were going to come at us. Having lost to them, to us 5-0 in Winnipeg, and they played really well last night. So we knew they were going to come. They made a push. We made it a little easy for them, but we got it straightened out after that. So. And we got, you know, Tyler gets his 30th goal, and Scott O'Neill is another grandfather again, had a grandson today. So it was a good day for the Jets family.
So there it is, Rick Bowness's thoughts. And before we get back to what happened on the ice, a congratulations to Scott O'Neill and his family. As Rick Bowness said at the end there, he became a grandfather on Sunday, so congratulations to him. As for what happened on the ice, Connor Hellebuyck came close to another shutout, only allowing the one goal early on in the third period, but the Jets' defensive structure remained intact. The analytics you see behind me, they might be a little bit skewed. When Columbus went down 4-0, a lot of their offense came after that. And that first period, like Rick Bowness said, they weren't fooled by the first period. Hellebuyck had to make a few too many saves than he would have liked, but the Jets overcame it. A dominant second period, they filled the back of the net, and they're on to New York on Tuesday.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Now it's time to hand out the hardest working Jet and the three stars of the week. But before we get into that, if you've made it this far in the video, drop a like below. And while you're down there, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you don't miss videos like this every single Monday morning. And let's get into the hardest working Jet of the week. So I cheated up as the hardest working Jet, but I'm actually splitting the award this week. Both goaltenders are going home with the hardest working Jet award. They had two shutouts this week, Connor Hellebuyck on Monday night against the Capitals and Lauren Brossoit on Friday night against the Ducks. And like I just said, Connor Hellebuyck came very close to a shutout on Sunday against the Blue Jackets. The Wednesday night game against the Predators wasn't really the goaltender's fault. The Jets were kind of hemmed in the entire game. So both goaltenders played out of their minds this week. They're my hardest working Jets on episode 21 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. My third star of the week is Kyle Connor. He had 3 goals in the 4 games that I covered this week, and he's nearing the 30-goal mark yet again in his career. He actually held the team lead in goals when he gave the Jets a 1-0 lead against the Blue Jackets, and then Toffoli scored twice and overtook him. Toffoli's got 30 goals. We'll talk more about him in a second, but Kyle Connor, he's starting to heat up. Ever since his injury, he came back a little cold, wasn't scoring as many goals. But like I said, 3 goals in the last 4 games, he's starting to heat up. Kyle Connor is my third star of the week on Winnipeg Jets Weekly. Now, it's probably easy to guess the top 2 stars of the week, but Nikolaj Ehlers takes home the second star of the week. He had an assist in the Washington game, and then the Anaheim game, he had 2 assists. And like I said earlier, in the Columbus game, he had a goal and an assist, a gorgeous pass from Tyler Toffoli to Nikolaj Ehlers on the goal. And then Ehlers returned the favor, hitting Toffoli in stride through the middle of the ice. And Toffoli scored his first of 2 in that game. But Ehlers with another productive week. Him and Toffoli have instant chemistry together. They're going to be super fun to watch going forward. Ehlers is my second star of the week on episode 21 of Jets Weekly. My first star of the week is the new guy, Tyler Toffoli. He's got 5 points in his last 2 games. He scored his first 2 goals as a Jet inside Canada Life Center against the Ducks, and then followed it up with a 3-point night, 2 goals against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and added that assist that I talked about earlier. The no look from below the goal line, a gorgeous pass. Toffoli was asked about it after the game, that pass in particular, and Ehlers returning the favor on the very next goal. Here's what Toffoli had to say.
See him open there, or do you hear him? Or
we literally talked about it right before that shift to you know, either way, you know, find that little soft ice, and I think I just missed Monty and went right to him, and obviously he put it home.
And then the goals, first one, he kind of returns the favor, I guess, for the great pass.
Yeah, no, it's I think it started in our own end, and Monty talking underneath and good breakout and just, you know, speed all the way through. And like you said, just a great pass to me and, you know, a great opportunity.
So there it is, Tyler Toffoli. He has really rounded out this top 6. And like I said earlier with Ehlers, they've found instant chemistry together. And if they can carry that through this 5-game road trip, and maybe even for the rest of the regular season and into the playoffs, that gives the Jets an incredibly dynamic second line. And Toffoli's at the center of it. He's my first star of the week on Winnipeg Jets Weekly. Now it's time to get into the upcoming schedule for the Jets. But before we do that, we did get an update on Gabriel Vilardi's injury status this week. Here's what Rick Bowness had to say Friday morning on Gabriel Vilardi's injury and what his status is going forward.
That you hinted about whether Gabriel will go on the road trip with you?
Gabe will not be. He will not be making the road trip. By further testing, he has an enlarged spleen. So at this point, there is no timetable. We have to take care of that, obviously, but he will not be traveling with the team.
When did that flare up? Like, was that
just the last couple of games? Well, it's a little bit of everything built up to that assessment.
Okay, thank you.
And maybe you don't have the answer to this, but what's the treatment on that? Is that just something like you wait and hope it recovers on its own?
No, they're treating it as best they can. I don't have the medical answer for it. Yeah. No, I don't. But it is being treated, as being looked at. He's in good hands here.
Yeah. Would there be concern? I mean, it's already been, I think this will be game 8 tonight, but that this could go on for quite a while longer still? Like,
you know, time will tell.
Yeah.
And there it is, Rick Bowness on Gabriel Vilardi's injury status. Tough news for a player who has been fantastic when on the ice this year. He had that unlucky injury early in the year where he got basically slew-footed and fell on his own knee. And then this is just a whole nother level of unlucky. But I'm hoping he can get back as soon as possible. Maybe we see him play some playoff hockey. But all the best to Gabriel Vilardi in his recovery from the enlarged spleen. Now here it is, the upcoming schedule for the Winnipeg Jets. They start off Tuesday night against the New York Rangers, a massive game inside Madison Square Garden. Rick Bowness and the players shared their excitement after the Columbus game. They're super fired up for that game. That should be a great game to watch. Then Thursday night, staying on the East Coast, the New Jersey Devils. That's where the Jets will travel. And then a back-to-back weekend matinee where they'll take on the Islanders at 12 o'clock Central Time. And then the very next day, Sunday, March 24th, 11:30 a.m. Central against the Washington Capitals, who the Jets just beat. A really fun stretch of hockey coming up for the Jets here, but obviously the most exciting games on the schedule, the Rangers and the Oilers at the front and the end of it. But I will be back next week to break down the 4 remaining games on the Jets 5-game road trip. So join me for episode 22 next week. That's going to do it for episode 21 of Winnipeg Jets Weekly. Thank you to everyone who stuck around to the end, checked out the video on the way out. Drop a like, hit the subscribe button, and the notification bell. I'll be back here Monday morning next week for episode 22, breaking down the rest of the Jets' 5-game road trip. Have a great week, everyone, and enjoy the games. I'll see you next Monday.